sold here is in the early parts of 1863. By July 13th, 1863, General Walter Gresham comes to Natchez. He brings 5,000 Union troops, and of the 5,000, 3,150 are the United States colored troops. So black soldiers protect, preserve, and defend Natchez to what it is today. But they never get their credit because they just can't take the fact that a bunch of Negroes or former slaves whooped them up and down the Mississippi River. And evidence of that is like at Port Hudson and Vicksburg and Battle of Mobile Bay and Milliken Bend, where the United States colored troops fought and defended the Confederacy like no other. And units like the 58 USCT, as you see right here, occupied and state or stationed here at the forks of the road during the Civil War. They tore down all of the slave markets, and they built barracks for the USCT to be located here at the forks of the road during that time. And so by 1995, Mr. Boxley moves back to Natchez, and he begins to tell the people here about the forks of the road and its impact on history here in Natchez. And he had help from Cal State Northridge, the University of Southern Miss, Mississippi State, Louisiana State University, and Alcorn State and Prairie View, and the story of the Forks of the Road, and also the historic Natchez Foundation. And the story of the Forks of the Road began to be told to the thousands of people who come into Natchez. So we thank God for Mr. Boxley being instrumental in having this story being told to the thousands of people who come to Natchez now. And so with me growing up here in Natchez, the Forks of the Road was never taught to us in our history, ever, in no part of school while I went to school in Natchez. So all of this information came to me when I became an adult and was far, far away from Natchez. Do I have any questions on anything that you see? Oh, the exhibit that was placed here, that you see here, was placed here in the year of 2006, when Mr. Boxley was able to raise about $7,000 for this exhibit and the land to be cleared out for people to come and tour and learn about the Forks of the Road.
Did they work together with you, with your institution?
Oh, I was, my institution wasn't around at the time.
Boxley, he was
Mr. Boxley?
Yeah.
He's a native of Natchez, he still lives here. And still puts on programs and research about the black experience in Natchez. I'm surprised he's not riding around now. Oh yeah, he is at times if you know him. But he can. Oh yeah, he can rip you a new butthole if possible. Real easy. Call him the king.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. See, the king is here. He puts the, I guess what you say, the antebellum homeowners, he put them in their place. And then they'll come back to us and say, do you agree with what he say? Say, yeah, we agree with every word he say. We just the nicer version of it.
So do you, I know this is not specifically about the things that you've explained to us, but I'm curious because there's been so much of an intense effort put into public education in the city. I'm curious if you have also, if there's been an influence on how the young people are educated in the public schools or in the private schools to understand about the institution, about slavery, and about this history. Because in the United States at large, that history, the public education is quite weak in history for this.
I guess some teachers who are willing to work with us at times will bring the students here, but as a whole, you still gonna have the ones who still won't be taught because the focus is more on state testing and different things like that.
Like in, is it Arizona or New Mexico? They actually institutionalized it, or is it California? Like some states, they're actually saying you need to teach.
The three cultures requirement at the in the university level at least. So actually they have to teach a minimum of three local cultures, which are usually African American, Asian American, and then you can pick a, but that you can no longer be like a whitewashed history. But you know, primary school education is state controlled, so it varies wildly here. I would like to know, Jeremy, if there was some like resistance by some of the nostalgic, Confederate nostalgic white community against the creating of this monument.
No.
Nobody dared to.
A few people who own property, like over there, them. But overall, the city was really. When we had Mayor West, West was the mayor in 2004, a lot of things like this, what you're seeing, like the Forks of the Road, and more money being put into the museum, were happening. But as time went on, I guess the people got settled and said, well, they got their monuments or wall, their things they need, they happy now. And that was not the case. So it's still an ongoing fight, but really, if black people pull their own resources together, really wouldn't have to worry about the white people too much bothering us, but you still got those who, please, sir, help me. I need your help so bad. And I'll tell you everything that them Negroes over there, like Jeremy Houston, them doing. I'll tell you everything you need to know so you can counteract it. So, and that's what's been going on, so. That's why when they try to sell that whitewash story to me, I'd be like, man, get that out of my face. I worked at your Antebellum House, so I know the story. So you can't run game on me with that. Try something new. So, yep, so that's.
Oh, they made it.
Also, we have chains here that were actually worn by enslaved people in the area during the times of slavery here in the area. Mr. Buxley found these as they were donated to him from one of the homeowners here in Natchez, and he had them placed here as a monument or a testament of what happened to African Americans during that cruel time of slavery. And it showed that it wasn't a place of just gathering for black people, that this was a place of struggle, horrors, separation of families, and other bad things that you can think of.
And you want to explain why they're embedded in concrete?
Oh yeah, so they wouldn't get legs and walk away. But some people may see this as a distraction or something that's not a part of their way of life and could have some people to remove it. So Mr. Boxley had them cemented so that they wouldn't leave. And they could be here for people to see what happened here.